Good morning. Good morning. Nice, beautiful morning out there. A little cold, but we expect that, right? It's December. Bright, shiny day here in Fairhaven. So, it's Wednesday. The mayor will be here at 11 o'clock. I expect if you have anything you want to ask the mayor, you'll call and ask him. That's what he's here for. He has the headphones on, everything. Ready to take your calls. We got a lot to cover with the mayor, but that'll be at 11 o'clock. Now, on Friday, I will have Bristol County Sheriff Paul Heroux. Paul Heroux will be here in studio. I'm happy to adjust people's schedules. Sometimes I need to adjust for me. So I wasn't here last Friday, which would have been the day that the sheriff of Bristol County would be here. So we adjusted. And he'll be here this Friday. This Friday, Sheriff Paul Heroux will be here in studio taking your calls. On Thursday, I'll have Tom Hodgson here in the 11 o'clock hour. Always good to hear from Tom Hodgson, my great friend. So he'll be here Thursday. The current sheriff of Bristol County, Paul Heroux, will be here on Friday. And the mayor will be here today. The national scene is certainly popping right now, right? Couple of big things. The big, beautiful bill passed, and in the big, beautiful bill were the Trump accounts. What are the Trump accounts? Well, this is money that's going to be given to brand new babies who were born after January 1st, 2025. You get $1,000 just for being born from the American taxpayers, which has to be used for a couple of things. The young people get access to it when they become an adult. They can use it for education, start a small business. It's really a very interesting idea, right? Because a lot of people don't inherit money, right? I don't want to get into the whole class warfare thing, but a lot of people inherit money, inherit property, things like that. Many of you did. And there's nothing wrong with it, quite frankly. It's a great system we have. But if you don't have anybody before you that saves money, buys property, invests, and leaves it to you or gives it to you when you become the age of majority, you're kind of behind. So the idea that Donald Trump and his team came up with, and it was passed, by the way, with no Democrat support, is that the day you're born, you'll get $1,000 put into an account to grow, compound interest, so that when you hit the age of 18 or 19, you can use it to pay for education, start a small business. I think it's a great idea. It was part of what is known as the Big Beautiful Bill. That's the bill that means that there's no taxes on tips, no tax on overtime, and these Trump savings account, which are going to get the initial funding from the government. Now, yesterday, Michael Dell, many of us had Dell computers. Many of us had a couple of Dell computers over the years, right? He's a Texas entrepreneur. Came out in the 80s. Maybe he started in the 70s. But certainly by the 80s and 90s, Michael Dell was a big name and a billionaire. He and his wife yesterday were at the White House, and they gave multiple billions of dollars, which are going to be used to give each child under the age of 10 born before the start of the Trump accounts $250. So you'll get them in, that money will go into your Trump account and it'll grow year after year. And many of us out there understand the principles of compound interest and how important that is to have real starting capital. I mean, these ideas have been kicking around think tanks like the Heritage Foundation and Cato Institute, Reason Institute, and other groups like that, you know, American Enterprise. But now they are real. They are real. So if you have a young child, if you're planning a family, I got to tell you, yesterday at dialysis, I was explaining it because I was watching the press conference and they give me a little room there. It's the isolation room. And it's affectionately known as Chris's office. And that way I can make phone calls and not disturb other people. So, and talk to the girls that work there, not disturb other people. So as I was explaining it during the press conference to one of the young girls who was there, was not young, maybe she's 30, so I guess that's young to me. In the course of the conversation, because I know her situation, I said, see, your daughter is going to get $250 from Michael Dell, right now, and his wife. Your daughter is eligible for $250. And I was kidding with her, and I go, now you and your significant other have to have another child, then you get the full $1,000. And she turned to me and said, I'm pregnant. So I said, well, congratulations, you're getting $1,000. So I just think that this is a marvelous development for the American people. And I think everybody who voted against the big, beautiful bill really looks small. When you think about what $1,000 compounding year after year will look like in 18 years, all this capital created and put into private hands, will some of it get squandered? Sure, I'm sure it will. But who cares? In the sense that now, a lot of people who otherwise would not have access to private capital are now going to have access to private capital. I mean, I'm just really happy for young people, young families, for America. This is like really good stuff. I think, anyway, 508-996-0400. I reached out to Jose Matos. I know he's a busy guy. He may not even be around. But he's normally here on Saturdays doing his program. So I would suggest reaching out to Jose Matos, some of the other financial programs we have here. But I used to be Jose's producer. I used to be here in the studio with him. So I have a real affection for Jose, and I know he knows what he's talking about. So he's here on Saturday mornings following Ken Pittman, and I guess that's Saturday afternoon, right? Following Ken Pittman. So I was maybe I'll get him in next week or to talk more about it, because I'm just really ecstatic about these Trump accounts and what it means for poor people, middle class, lower middle class people. And by the way, it's zip code dependent. So if you live in a wealthy zip code, you're not eligible to get it. But everybody within the New Bedford zip code is eligible. I'm not sure about Freetown, to tell you the truth, because I heard an interesting statistic the other day about Freetown. And how much the average income is in Freetown. I guess it surprised me. Probably shouldn't have, but certainly if you live in New Bedford, Fall River, if the average income in your zip code is below $149,000, then your children are eligible for the Trump account and any future children you have. So I think it's good news. I really do. 508-996-04. There's a whole lot of other things going on. Look at the attacks on our Secretary of War. Bronze Medal Award winner. Secretary of War Hesketh. Right? He's under tremendous fire for killing drug dealers. Right? It's amazing. What do you think of that? Anyway, it's kind of open phones. I'm going to take a break, then we go back. I got some people on hold. But if you'd like to get through, you can. 508-996-05 to say, get on the air. It's open phones. What do you think of the Trump accounts? Putting capital into private people's hands. Teaching young people the lessons of capitalism, compound interest, and investing in your future. I think it's a great idea. Tremendous idea. Almost as good an idea as upgrading your home's energy efficiency, which can feel overwhelming, I understand. But with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything, from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They will even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and your savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. All right, I see you on hold, but I got to take a break. We'll be right back. Good morning. We'll be right back.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back to the program. It's a beautiful day out there. A little cold, but a beautiful day for December. Hope you're enjoying it. 508-996-0. Kind of open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. Let's go to the phones. We got a bunch of people here. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Chris McCarthy, Barry Sylvia, how are you today?
Good, sir? Barry. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, Chris. Chris, I hope that, and being a Democrat, I hope that the investors, especially when they're trying to plan for their children's college. I had to put three kids through school. But, Chris, this is a great idea, and I hope that the Democrats don't not take advantage of it because it's a Trump derangement situation.
Yes.
And for my fellow Democrats out there, and, Chris, you might remember this, the Commonwealth years ago actually started a very, very similar program for it was a tuition program for children attending a state school. Do you remember that?
I think I do.
Yeah, Chris, it was great. They were able, you get special tax treatments for the savings in these accounts, and they were basically for anyone that was going to attend a Massachusetts state college. Now, of course, you know, the Sylvia Trust Fund never kicked in for me, so I wasn't able to send my kids to Harvard. But let me tell you, it's, and for those of you that stick your nose up to a state school, University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth, one of the best engineering schools in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Massachusetts Maritime Academy. Kids can do really well in state schools. But I just hope the Democrats, like myself, take advantage of those programs that Trump's putting in place, because we actually thought of it many, many years ago, and it was the Democrats that did here, right here in Massachusetts, Chris.
Barry, that I'd forgotten all about that. No, and by the way, the state schools really are good. You got some great options. Talk about the engineering school at UMass Dartmouth. A friend of mine from Freetown now runs the Raytheon Missile Defense Program. He got his undergraduate in engineering from UMass Dartmouth. I mean, there's a...
You've got a kid from New Bedford, Jack Gomes. He's on the board of directors for one of the largest drilling companies at 33 years old in the world, and came out of Mass Maritime. There's a lot of good can... especially with the kids from New Bedford and the surrounding communities that come from good stock, they can seek opportunities, Chris, and it's a great thing. I think this is fantastic, and I just hope that people look at it in the eyes of their children and their children's opportunity, and don't balk at it because it's a Trump deal. Even though we're Democrats, we thought of it first, Chris, back in the day.
Thanks, Barry. Always good to hear from you, Barry. My favorite Democrat. 508-996-0500. Hear that? There's a Democrat who, by the way, is in the financial services industry. So he really understands money and compound interest and all that stuff. And he's really supportive of this. All right, guys. I got other people on hold, but you can join me as well at 508-996-0500. Talking about the Trump accounts that were part of the Big Beautiful Bill, which, by the way, passed without a single Democrat voting for it. Yet today, if you have a child, they're going to get $1,000 for private capital to grow till they're 18. Then they can use it for education, start a small business. It's really, I think, an amazing program. All right. I'm going to play a little clip from the press conference yesterday with Michael Dell. You know that Dell computer you have or had? This is the guy with his wife. They're kicking in to fund these accounts as well. So here's Michael Dell with the President Donald Trump. From ABC News, by the way.
White House today, a celebration for new investment accounts for every child born in America, what the administration calls Trump accounts, now set to launch on July 4th next year.
Trump accounts will be the first, I guess you could say, real trust funds for every American child.
Those accounts for babies born between January 1st of this year through 2028 will receive $1,000 of federal funds that will grow tax-free. The money is to be invested in broad stock market index funds and can be used for education, housing, or converted into a retirement account once the child turns 18.
We believe this
is great about it.
The greatest investment that we could possibly make is in children.
At today's event, what President Trump called one of the most generous acts in the history of the country, tech billionaires Susan and Michael Dell announcing they will donate $6.25 billion to expand the accounts to an additional 25 million. Children.
Our gift will cover most of the children that are 10 and under that are not part of the federal program, the 0 to 2 year olds, and who also live in zip codes where the median income is $150,000 or less.
The gift, $250 per child. Others, like family members and employers, can contribute up to another $5,000 a year into the accounts.
I have spoken with a number of other wealthy Americans, philanthropists, and we are confident that others will join us.
Christine joins us now live. And Christine, how do parents open these types of accounts?
Tom, the White House says once this program is launched next summer, you'll be able to fill out an IRS form to get that account set up. And contributions can come from relatives, from employers, and from philanthropists. If accounts max out with $5,000 a year every year, they could be worth almost $200,000 once that child turns 18. Tom?
Okay, so that's NBC News discussing the Trump account. You heard Michael Dell and Donald Trump, of course. Michael and his wife, the tech billionaires, who donated billions of dollars yesterday to these accounts. I mean, it's really amazing what is going on, I think, in the country. I mean, I guess, as Barry Sylvia said, you can look down on it because you don't like Trump, but Donald Trump will be long gone in 18 years, right? I mean, let's face it. I like the president. I voted for the president. I support the president. But he'll be gone in 18 years. But that money will be there. all the money that you put aside, other people put aside, including that $1,000, will be building year after year. You never had to have voted for President Trump, but he's doing this for your future kids, your grandkids. I don't know. I think it's great. I do. All right. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, my friend?
Not bad. Hey, I want to bring up another important topic. You know, the Democrats don't want us to know where our taxpayer money, how it's being spent. Out of the 21 states that don't want to turn over information regarding the recipients of SNAP, including Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, Rhode Island Dan McKee, Massachusetts, we know Maura Healey, Vermont, Phil Scott, and in Maine, Janet Mills. There's a new, under the new SNAP reform, all states have to turn over and comply with turning over the data, detailed data about the recipients. That includes Social Security numbers, their home address, and immigration status. And they're trying to stonewall President Trump and Brooke Rollins, who's the secretary of the USDA, from the taxpayer knowing how many people are collecting benefits that shouldn't. And as a matter of fact, Brooke Rollins said that during the government shutdown, which was about 5 to 6 weeks, they discovered just then 164,000 people collecting SNAP that had been long gone, been deceased. And Elon Musk, in an interview last month, he told us that when he was at Doge, he discovered hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud in federal social programs, including welfare, SNAP, Medicaid. And that's why in the state of Massachusetts, when we voted to open the books to do a full transparency, 72% of us who voted in favor, they don't want to open the books because we're going to find out the amount of corruption and fraud and abuse, Chris, that's happening in our state. Can you imagine now that they want these governors, these same governors, want to sue the president because they're trying to say that this is the argument by the Democrats.
Okay.
This is personal sensitive information that the government has no need to know.
Well,
imagine that.
Well, I don't have to imagine because I heard it. Here's the thing. I would imagine, just putting my devil's advocate hat here on, that most of these governors are looking at it from a Keynesian point of view, which is that the money comes into my state from the federal government. It's spent by people living and dead, obviously, and at my local stores. And so it's part of my economy. I want to keep that money coming, even if it is corrupt.
Well, start next week. All the states that don't comply and turn over all that necessary data, address, Social Security number, and immigration status, the federal government's going to freeze SNAP funds to all of these states. And then Maura Healey's going to turn around and say, oh, the president's evil. He doesn't want you to eat. When she's the one that's stonewalling the taxpayer from knowing where the hell all this money, because we know that in the state of Massachusetts, she spent over $3 billion to house, feed, and all the other social programs, and hundreds of billions of dollars of federal government fraud. And the Democrats, they don't want you to know.
Well, here's the thing. I think that there's enough information out there now, enough conveyor belts of information through the internet, talk radio, that I think Maura Healey will have a hard time bluffing the people who don't get the SNAP benefits, who are American citizens, because she's trying to protect the illegal aliens. I think that gig is up, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's what she's trying to do. And like you've said many times before, that's going to be her voter base.
Yes.
It's the illegal aliens, you know, the Democrats. But you can pull up just quick sound bites of Brooke Rollins and this whole new reform. But the Democrats are trying hard as hell, trying to sue the president and stop the USDA from finding out who really is receiving SNAP benefits. And it ain't elderly people. It's not poor working people. And it's not veterans. It's illegal aliens.
Thank you for the call, my friend. Thanks for the contribution to the program. I will pull that up. Remember, we'll have the mayor here at 11 o'clock. as we normally do on Wednesdays. Look at the contrast, right? You have what that gentleman was just talking about, and then you have billionaires at the White House giving money to American kids. Billions. Michael Dell and his wife donated yesterday to the Trump accounts. I think it's a marvelous program. And I don't have any kids. I'm not going to benefit at all individually from this program, except that I think it's going to make a stronger society by which I do benefit, obviously. Right? But I don't have any skin in this game. I don't have any children. I don't anticipate that I'm going to get one past the goalie anytime soon, certainly before I expire. And that's just the reality of it. And I'm comfortable with that. As I think you are, too. Probably a lot of us are done. But this is for the next generation of Americans. We haven't even met. We haven't even met them. I think it's marvelous. 508-996-05. Kind of open phones. What's on your mind? I want to hear about it. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning.
How are you, my
friend? Well, a little better after what happened yesterday afternoon. I was listening to Barry Rich's show, and he had a guest on. And I just couldn't believe it. The guest was saying how it looks like the governor's going to get in with no problems. She's got no real opposition. And I went, how could this happen? I mean, everything with, you know, utility prices, her lying and all this. I'm totally perplexed, you know, how she can have such high scores. It looks like she's going to fly back into the governor's seat, no problem.
Well, I don't think that's true. In other words, you talk to people out there that are paying these utility bills, and everyone pays a utility bill, even if they're not a registered voter. I don't think she's going to walk right in. I didn't hear that program, I have to admit. I was busy yesterday. I didn't have a chance to catch Barry like I normally do. But I don't agree with that. I really don't.
I know. I thought the same as you. I thought she had maybe a 50-50 chance. But Barry...
Oh. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. You lost me.
I put you on pause. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe I should be on pause. I don't know.
No, so Barry had this guest on. Who was it?
Oh, I wish I could remember his name.
I can look it up. No problem.
Right, and he was just saying, and he was so confident. He goes, "Yeah, she's getting in. There's no question." And it surprised me that Barry didn't question it. Where the, you know, he was getting it from, but that left me dumbfounded and really depressed because I don't agree with her. I don't like what she's doing, especially where the utilities are involved.
Yes.
and the whole thing about the audit. She's not listening to the people, only the people that she wants to hear because it benefits her. And that's the part that gets me, you know. And getting back to this thing, talking about Democrats and Republicans, you know, I'm an independent. I was a lifelong Democrat, and until 5 years ago, I got out of it because it's no longer my party.
Right.
But what bothers me about the whole deal is, I don't mind, I told my friends, if you're bashing, you know, Trump for whatever reason, you get that right. But what I got a problem is when the Democrats do something screwed up, just silent. I hear crickets. To me, both sides should be getting whacked, you know, whether you're in the party or not. If they mess up, you're going to call them on the carpet for it. But you don't, and that's what drives me nuts. You know, you can't keep drinking the Kool-Aid when, you know, the other party is basically throwing junk in the Kool-Aid. But you're swallowing that. And that's what infuriates me. Of everything. Like I said, I don't care. You could be angry with, you know, about Trump, but, you know, Biden was no angel. He did a lot of things. We never found anything more about the cocaine. God, if that was in the Trump administration, you know, there'd be a major witch hunt going on right now. But, you know, I'm tired of the one-sidedness of the political system in this country, especially with, you know, the people, you know, they turn a blind eye when the other party you know, does something. So anyway, that's my rant.
Thank you for the call, my friend. Thank you. Look, I'll have to look into who Barry had on yesterday. There's a lot of time left before we vote. There's a whole nother round of winter utility bills, right? And summer electric bills for air conditioning to come before we vote for the governor. And I think I've met all three of them, Republicans that are running, and they're all good, decent men with tremendous accomplishments. So I don't think it's over yet at all. All right, I got to take a break. Then I'll come back. I got a bunch of people on hold. Stick around. Good morning. I'm Chris McCarthy.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Welcome back to the program. I want to point you in the direction of Mack Auto Sales, 188 Rivet Street in the city of New Bedford. Mack Auto Sales is a family-owned business. Their repairs, all makes and models of automobiles, so you need to get your car ready for the coming winter weather, and I'm sure you do. Call and make an appointment today at 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays, 9 to 5. You have a foreign car, that's perfect. Mack Auto Sales specializes in servicing foreign-made automobiles. Ask about their aftermarket accessories and their quality used cars for sale. We got full phone lines. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Well, good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks very much. First and foremost, let me congratulate you. I guess congratulations is the word on your test results. And the next step forward, hopefully, in what will become a full recovery for you.
Thank you, my friend. I really appreciate that.
That was good news. Good to hear that.
Thank you.
If I can elaborate a little bit on the, I call it the Trump dump of cash. But
yeah, go ahead.
I shouldn't call it that. I remember hearing when they were doing a synopsis of it that people would be able to make contributions to that through the years, like grandparents or whatever, up to $5,000 a year, and that would probably translate into like a little nest egg of $200,000 compounded.
Yeah.
If the $5,000 were put in every year. One thing that bothers me is tax-free. So you're going to give an 18-year-old a trust fund in his name or her name, tax-free,
yes.
$200,000. The stipulations aren't really crazy about what you can and can't do. There aren't a lot of, I think, parameters around that.
Sure.
And I'm waiting to see how that rolls out. My question to you is, how do you feel about anybody being able to throw $5,000 in there? Like, well, I mean, there are other ways to do it. The tax-free part is what's bothering me. Taxpayer money going in and no money coming back. If you have a trust fund and you start to withdraw from it, or you start to give it to someone else, somebody's going to pay tax on that money.
Yeah, but I think when you withdraw it, I think you do have to pay tax. That's why I said I want to get Jose Matos in to maybe explain all of this to me. But yeah. I don't mind. I mean, look, putting money aside for other people is done all the time.
Oh, I have no problem with that.
Right.
I think it's a good thing. First of all, I'm Madeiran, so you know automatically I'm going to save a buck, right? You know what I mean?
I do.
Could take that buffalo and on a nickel and squeeze it and make it a dime. That's the first thing. I'm glad for that, and I think more people should do that based on economic standing. And that today is not an easy thing to do. It's not easy to save money. It's even more difficult when you're on a fixed income because escalating costs that you didn't foresee. But hopefully that will go down. As time goes on, you always have to keep a bright outlook that things will change and they'll get better. So I don't have a problem with that. I just want to know how the more we give away, where is it going to come from?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Adele's got plenty of dough. I mean, I'm not worried about them. If they need a... If they need an extra Social Security card number to contribute to, I'll gladly give them mine. Not a problem. right? But those are the things that I'm concerned about.
But I see what you're saying. In other words, chipping away at the revenue of the government, which is necessary.
Yeah, and I mean, don't forget, they're going to put... There's a lot of zip codes that will be involved in that. Like they said, it'll go by a zip code. I mean, obviously, somebody in Westwood is not going to get it. But then again, is that fair? I mean, I don't know. We'll see. A lot of things are income-driven in this country,
yes.
Whether you can get discount rates and stuff like that based on income. That might have to change. It might have to be a little higher than what it is now. But let's see how it rolls out. I mean, I'm not a... right now, I'm not going to say I'm skeptical, but I'm skeptical.
Look, let me say this to you. I'm enthusiastic about it because I've been following it all along, so I know a little bit about it. And I just think it's a good idea. What the, you know, again, the devil's in the details. But I think you're fair, and thanks for the call, Steve, as always. I think you're fair to be skeptical, questioning, whatever, in the sense that how's this really going to work and all that good stuff. But for me, the broad principles of being able to save money tax-free for future generations makes a lot of sense to me. Even though, as I said, I will not benefit from this as an individual or anybody in my family. But as a member of society, I know I'll benefit from this. All right, if you're on hold, stay there. I got to take a break. Good morning. I'll be right back. Remember, the mayor will be here at 11 o'clock. Right back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Good. One of your calls brought up the audit.
Yes.
That disturbs me every time I hear about it. My vote was wasted on that one.
Well, we'll see, because the game's not over. I think it's going to be a significant issue in the governor's race.
Yeah, well, I'm in my 80s, and I make it an issue to go out and vote.
Yes.
And I did, and I'm getting no results so far. Where is our state attorney general? She's in Dartmouth.
She's in Dartmouth.
Hiding.
Yeah,
hiding. That's strange for her to come out there and live. I think she was a Boston resident.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, she was on the Boston City Council.
Yeah. To make that big change to go to Dartmouth. I mean, would she live in a gated community out there?
You know, I don't know if it's a gated community, but I can tell you I think a lot of people are going to be moving from the Boston area down to the South Coast. I mean, I know a lot of people that have done that, particularly for summer homes, but she's living here full-time now.
Yeah, well, you don't hear any hard-nosed Democratic politicians about the audit. They're all keeping quiet, you know.
Oh,
all
yeah.
they do is take your taxes and, you know, and that's it. And keep quiet, shut up, and you don't deserve an audit. And, I think that last one of your callers so right. So he's so right on. They don't want to open up that audit because boy, people will be shocked. Maybe somebody will go to jail.
Maybe, but I doubt it.